And as promised, we're going to be talking with Winky Medad. We find Winky in the center part of the state of Israel in what the President of the United States referred to as the West Bank and occupied territories. He did that this last week at the United Nations. Going to ask Winky about that. Give me a definition of the West Bank, and I'm going to ask me to give me a definition of occupation. Is that what is really going on? That's what the president said. But Winky, before we get into that discussion, talk to me about also an event this last week, and that was the priestly blessings at the Western Wall. Now, I need you to explain this to those eavesdropping on the conversation. Are these actual priests that are coming out? Is this a tradition? Just talk to me about it.
Well, two things. We in the of the Jewish faith believe that the genealogy of those who are the priestly, I don't want to call it class, because I'd probably get in trouble with President Obama again for misusing terminology. But those who belong to the Aaronic family, those who came from Aaron, who became both what we call Kohanim or priests and Levites, that tradition that their family has remained so over the generations is something we hold to. And in the Jewish religion, many customs, festivals, and other acts of religious ritual remind us that we had a temple with sacrifices, with singing, with music, and with the priestly blessing.
So that was what took place, and I understand thousands, somebody said up to maybe 50,000 were gathered there for these priestly blessings to be pronounced.
Over the past 2 decades or so, the Western Wall Plaza has become a site where the priestly blessing, which is said all over the world, Jimmy, in all synagogues on the holidays outside of Israel, in Israel every single day we say the priestly blessing. They wanted to do it a more, shall we say, a bit of a showtime element. And this works with the essence of the temple as part of the Jewish faith. You cannot get around being a Jew without some sort of relationship with the temple, its services, or what else. And so they highlight it, especially at times such as Passover and the Sukkot holidays, when many Jews come from abroad. And people have off, and they come to the Western Wall, as you said, in the tens of thousands.
Well, and indeed, you talked about Passover and Sukkot, which is Feast of Tabernacles in English. And these are pilgrim feasts. All Jewish males, at least, are to come to the temple area at that time of the year on that particular feast. This, of course, is last week, Feast of Tabernacles, number 7 of the 7 Jewish feasts given in the book of Leviticus, chapter 23. I know that there were plans for many people to go up onto the Temple Mount. I know the Temple Institute had put together a procedure that people would follow to be able to enter onto the Temple Mount, led by, I believe, Chaim Richman, one of the leaders at the Temple Institute. I understand a number of school children were to visit, but it seems the Temple Mount was shut down and none of this came about, did it?
Well, the children's event did not. It was off and on the entire week. I myself ascended the mount after going to a mikveh, which I think is called a ritualarium, a pool of ritual bathing, I guess you would call it, for those who are not familiar with it. And I went up on the Sunday, and we waited over an hour to get in. Luckily, some people brought a little bit of water and cakes for us because we had left our community just after 6 in the morning. And when we got up there, we were finished within 20 minutes. Other people after us only got about 10 minutes up there. And the next day, they were cut off. So it was very difficult because the Muslims have no sense, or should I say enough sense, of coexistence to allow any sort of semblance of freedom of worship up there when they know, because it's written in their Quran, that the Jewish temples existed from the time of Solomon. And we should be able to share the site. We're not demanding to tear down any Muslim structure. And the building of the temple will only occur in a later stage of spiritual development, we believe. But we cannot do what we're doing down in Hebron, where the mosque is also shared by us, is really not conducive to tolerance.
Well, this is an ongoing battle that even members of the Knesset are involved in right now. We're going to have to watch and see how it does develop. Ultimately, we know that the Jewish people will have total access to the Temple Mount as the Messiah sits there in the temple that will be built. And it looks like that may well be done in the near future as well. Okay, let's now come back to the mundane world, and let's talk about President Obama addressing the United Nations General Assembly this last week. In his comments, he talked about the Jewish settlers living in the West Bank in what he referred to as occupied territories, and that he wanted the Jewish people to quit occupying the West Bank. Now, what I would like for you to do, for those eavesdropping on the conversation to have a better understanding, please talk to me. What is the West Bank, as the media and many world leaders refer to it, and what does it mean to be occupying that territory?
Well, Jimmy, before 1951, no one knew there was a West Bank. It was only when King Abdullah I decided to illegally unite the two parts of the territory he was occupying, because he had taken over the area meant for an Arab state in western Palestine as a result of 48 war. He declared that the area he was sitting in was the East Bank, because it was east of the Jordan River, and Judea and Samaria, which everybody up until that time had used, including the United Nations, when it delineated the borders of the future Jewish state and the Arab state, they used the terms Judea and Samaria, and turned it into the West Bank. And if I may say on this program, some ignoramuses in the State Department and other foreign offices around the world simply adopted that phrase. And after 67, it became very much bandied about because the media, because it's a lot easier to write in a newspaper West Bank than Judea and Samaria. And so we're stuck with a wrong name, and we're stuck with a wrong definition of what the Jews are doing in that area. We are not the occupiers.
Well, before we get to occupation, let me ask you, if indeed somebody uses that term West Bank, it's basically a derogatory term against the Jewish people in the state of Israel, and it's coming down in favor of those who want to continue to take the land that God's given the Jewish people away from them. Would that be a correct statement?
Absolutely. It's completely discriminatory, and even for people sitting in Washington or London, it's not a neutral term. Everybody knows, and I presume most of the people listening to this station know, that in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, where the Jews were and where Jesus was Judea and Samaria. It's written there, if I'm not mistaken, Jimmy, in Acts several times and other places throughout the scriptures, you have Judea and Samaria as the names. And that's, if you look up any sort of encyclopedia up until the 50s, the same thing, but slowly but surely, unfortunately, this derogatory term which denies Jews our historical rights by wiping out our historical name has been taken over, even with the president using the West Bank rather than Judea and Samaria.
I say time and time again that words do have meanings, and we need to use the proper words, the proper phrases when we're referring to at least the piece of real estate God has given the Jewish people. And in fact, if anybody wants to be technical, that's where you're talking to us from, in the area of Judea and Samaria, not the West Bank. Well, let's get to this occupation thing. The president said that the Jewish people are occupying these territories. Is that a proper statement?
In the context, no. I mean, I could say that since you and I are probably both sitting down, that we are occupying a chair.
Yes.
But when you talk politics, somehow there's a, I wouldn't call it evil, but a sort of a negativity, because it means you're occupying someone else's territory, someone else's property. Jimmy, up until 1948, Jews lived in Judea and Samaria. Unfortunately, in 1929, there was a series of Arab violent riots that chased Jews out of Gaza, Hebron, and Nablus. And in 47-48, out of a few other smaller Jewish communities, including Kibbutzim and Gush Etzion, where there was a massacre that took place. So Jews were living there. And we were living there because it's our land that was promised to us, not only in the Bible, which for me is enough, but also by the League of Nations. And as I mentioned before, when the Jordanian monarchy took over the area, they were the illegal occupiers, but it didn't bother anyone in Washington or Whitehall. And now we're stuck, as you say, with the president misusing language, misdefining the reality of what Jews are doing in Shiloh, in Bet El, in Hebron, and other places where our culture, religion, and history happened.
Well, I would have to suggest that President Obama, his staff, his administration, and many other world leaders need to come attend your module when you teach them the proper terms and the proper definitions for those terms as well. Winky, God's word does say that you're going to occupy it. It's going to be your location, and anybody that you invite to come in will be invited. But that's what God's word, his prophetic word, calls for in the future, does it not?
Absolutely. I think that from the Bible to our current historical phase of life, the truth will out because it's there from the very beginning.
Amen. That is absolute, for sure. Winky Madad, he is a dear friend and one of the great broadcast partners with us here on Prophecy Today, talking about the priestly blessings and also talking about the terms that the President of the United States wrongly used in his speech at the United Nations. Winky, thank you for your input to our listeners as we continue to keep them informed with what is the truth. We appreciate it so much. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Jimmy. Goodbye to you and our listeners.